Strange how the Spirit comes and starts to speak. He said to me, there are some people who are trying to get the Holy Spirit in order to do their job that they're doing. That they want to fit the Holy Spirit into their job. And they're putting their work, even called, if you like, their Christian work, first. Instead of receiving whatever it is you need of the Holy Spirit, bearing in mind what we were saying this morning, and then letting the Lord fit you for some other thing. But you think, and this is part of your bondage, because the Lord told me this very plainly, this is part of people's bondage. They don't really want to move on from where they are. Not really. They think that if they get the Spirit, it'll fit them to do the job they're doing better. They can't see that the Lord might even want to shift them out of their very, very wonderful position, whatever that position is, and on into something which he thinks is better. Especially if you think you know the calling of God for your life and you've settled into it. You know, the Lord told me all this. He might be telling me about you, am I? Is it you he was telling me about? That's right. Amazing. Lord's God makes the secrets of the heart known, and they're always marvellous, aren't they? See? It never hurts anybody when he does it. That's when you know it's the Holy Spirit. But this is the tremendous thing, beloved. You've got to abandon to the Spirit. Let everything go. I remember when sorry, Norman, you're preaching. This is just a little... This is hors d'oeuvre. The main meal's coming. Sit down, just a moment. Well, it's all right, he stole on me last night. Behold the most patient man in the world. And this is the whole thing, that God wants to get you so that you will abandon him utterly. And you've got to do that. And you've got to have no horizons. None at all. Is that right? Amen. If you have horizons, you'll drop down into some slot somewhere. But if you're abandoned to God, come what may, then the Lord will take you on. You know, I feel that in everything, there's plenty of room at the top. Always plenty of room at the top. Isn't that right? And this is what the Lord is wanting to do. There are these people that will go all the way with God. And let the Lord help you now this afternoon. And you open your heart to him, and you'll see what he'll do. Don't try and condition people and condition the Lord to say, I'm a pastor and the Lord will make me a better pastor if the Holy Ghost comes and does something wonderful with me, see? Or I'm a preacher and the Lord will make me a better preacher if the Holy Ghost comes and visits me. These are quite reasonable concepts. But the Lord isn't really considering about any job you do. It's because we will confuse the Holy Spirit with work. Everybody's doing it. Confusing the Holy Spirit with work. Something he'll enable me to do. You see. It isn't. It's someone he's enabling me to be. That's the real thing. That's the vital part of it all. To be what the Lord wants you to be. Glory be to God. And you can be that anywhere, you see. Because he might make you the most wonderful person on earth. And then send you to sweet roads for the rest of your life. How about that for a calling? See? How about that for a calling? Would you like to sweep roads for the rest of your life? Oh, how about all my university degrees? Yeah. It's all right. They'll qualify you for road sleeping. There's nothing wrong with that. nonsense. You've got nothing to worry about. The Lord might send some professor or don along to talk to you in the gutter. Then what? You see, you never know. Everything else must go. You must abandon unto the Lord utterly. With no strings. Oh, no strings. Total abandonment. Calvary demands it. So know what the Lord is expecting of you. Anyway, I think I'm finished. Except to say this, that I had some idea that my voice was going in there and coming out there. I don't know whether it is or not. So... if you hear it come out, if there's something getting behind you, giving you a dig in the back, you'll know it's me. Amen. But I'm assured that they've, because they didn't think that there was enough hot air coming out, they might put some in. Well, Norman and I can supply a bit, and if you all supply a lot when you sing, and let your voices really fill this place, really sing. You haven't really got singing yet. I ought to tell you what, you come to Cliff next year. It's a building bigger than this. Why, you'll see how they sing there. My word. How many of us are there? 100 of us? 100 of us? Must be 100. More than 100. Well, isn't the singing poor for 100 more people? Yes, terrible. Terrible. So, well, let's sing again, beloved. And when I clap, I do sometimes clap for joy, but what I was trying to do is keep it together. What happens is, it's always like this in buildings. The section that's nearer the piano gets the time, and the time lag puts you people behind over there, you see. You can't help it. So what we'll have to do is, if you sort of follow the clapping... or the beating, and we'll all keep together. Let's sing again, shall we, beloved? Number 3. In the blue book. Just a moment, we're sharing out books at the moment, Dad. Now, sit down, you'll have a chance to throw your voice higher. Then hit the roof and travel. And then we'll, St. Augustine once said that what you can do is love the Lord and do as you like. That's not antinomianism. But what he meant was, if you like loving the Lord, you just keep on doing it. That's what he was talking about. You love the Lord and please yourself. It pleases you to love the Lord, so just keep doing it. We'll sing, and I'm sure that all right hymns, in fact, the Bible itself is only really a lead-in to the knowledge and love and worship of God. So we'll just go in. Let your hearts keep going. And we'll just move in as God moves us. We'll sing this hymn sitting down, beloved. Savior of all.